Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, October 10th, 2019. Fight for your freedom. Bunch of polls out on impeachment, and they're all bogus. The real story is more Americans don't want this than do. But it's not a landslide, because about 40% of Americans despise Donald Trump. They want him out. No fairness, no objectivity. Bye. That's it. About 40. The other 60 are divided between his ardent supporters. I would put that at about 42, about 40% ardent Trump people. Appreciate the economy, like his style, whatever it may be. And then the 20% who are vacillate. They don't know that much, or they haven't decided, if you can believe it. So let's do the Fox News poll first, because this is the one that the president objected to. So if you look at the methodology of the Fox News poll, they polled 48% Democrats, 40% Republicans. Right there, the poll is insignificant. The fix is in. Why they did that, I don't know. Had I still been at Fox, I would not have accepted that poll. I would have sent it back. Said you can't on an issue like impeachment, when the polarization is so dramatic, have an 8-point spread. I know there are more Democrats and Republicans registered, but this is not a political question. This is a legal question. So Fox News says 51% want impeachment and 43% don't. Well, that's an 8-point spread. It's an 8-point spread on the Democrats to Republicans. Again, they poll 48% Democrats, 40% Republicans. It's nonsense. But Fox News gets a big headline out of it because they're supposed to be the Trump network, and now they're saying that Trump should be impeached. This is not a good game. I'll tell you what. So let me just put Fox aside for a moment. I'll come back. The other poll is the NBC Wall Street Journal poll. Again, the methodology is 39% Democrat, 35% Republican, 4-point spread. So the question was asked, based upon what you know today, would you say Congress should impeach Donald Trump? 43, not impeach Donald Trump, 49. This is the NBC Wall Street Journal poll, because the spread is much closer, and the independents, obviously, there are liberal independents, there are conservative independents, but the polling doesn't say it. So in this poll, based on what you know today, they don't want him impeached. And then there's another question that goes all over the place. It's not even worth it. So Donald Trump picks up on the Fox News poll and tweets, quote, "From the day I announced I was running for president, I have never had a good Fox News poll. Whoever their pollster is, they suck." I don't know if we want to use that word, Mr. President. But Fox News is also much different than it used to be in the good old days. People like Andrew Napolitano want to be a Supreme Court justice, and I turned him down. He's been terrible ever since. Shep Smith, Donna Brazil, gave Crooked Hillary the debate questions and got fired from CNN. And others, Fox News doesn't deliver for us anymore. For us anymore. It is so different than it used to be. Oh, well, I'm president, unquote. So I don't know about Fox News delivering for Donald Trump. If you Google O'Reilly Trump, I did more interviews with him than anybody else in the campaign. And after he was elected, those are pretty rollicking interviews, you know, cupcake interviews. And he didn't object to that most of the time. Sometimes he did. He told me on live TV in Detroit, I needed a psychiatrist. I told him it wouldn't do much good. And I didn't really care whether Donald Trump was angry at me. In fact, in one private phone call, I actually got mad at him. He said, look, my job is to watch everybody, including you. But I'll give you a fair shake, and you know I do. You come on my show, I'm not going to try to ambush you and make you look bad or gotcha. I'm not going to do it. I ask straightforward questions. Answer them straightforwardly and you'll prosper. And that's exactly what happened. There are people who say those interviews with the Factor put him over the top. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
So Facebook runs political ads. We do some stuff on Facebook, BillO'Reilly.com. And the Republicans come to Facebook and say, we're going to give you some money to run an ad that says Joe Biden is corrupt. So Facebook takes the money and runs the ad. Here it is.
Joe Biden promised Ukraine $1 billion if they fired the prosecutor investigating his son's company.
If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
But when President Trump asks Ukraine to investigate corruption, the Democrats want to impeach him, and their media lapdogs fall in line. They lost the election. Now they want to steal this one. Don't let them.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
That's a good ad. It's not distorted. I mean, media lapdogs is, you know, you can decide. But it's a good ad. And Facebook ran it. CNN wouldn't run it. I wonder why. Fox News ran it. I would run it. You want to, RNC, want to come over here? I'll run that in. And our rates are pretty reasonable here on the No Spin News. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer.
Okay, so here's some mail, and we always enjoy the mail, by the way. Stephen Swall, Visalia, California. Bill, I count on you to explain things. I don't understand what's going on in Syria with Turkey and the Kurds. Okay, it's basically centuries-old feuding the Kurds and the Turks. They don't like each other. Kurds want their own country. Part of the territory where they live is in Turkey. Turkey's not going to give them the country. Rest of it's in Iraq. In northern Syria, it's chaos. And you got ISIS hiding out there, okay? So Turkey wants to run northern Syria. And it's moved its troops in. Turkey has pretty strong armed forces. But they're going to push the Kurds out of northern Syria, and there are some Kurds there. That's a problem. Trump doesn't want anything to do with this. So that's why he pulled the troops out. Lillian Lopez, Miami Lakes, Florida. Greetings, Bill. You're an excellent writer. I've enjoyed all your books. Will you be visiting South Florida anytime soon? Lillian just got off the phone before I came in here to tape the No Spin News. We're negotiating with radio station Miami to take the O'Reilly update, which is like blowing the roof off it. And if we sign on, then I'm coming down. I'm coming down to Florida this winter anyway, but I don't know my schedule, but I'll go to Miami if we sign a deal. Betty, message board. First, Bill, thank you very much for the free gift of your new book for renewing my premium membership. I'm halfway through. It's so enjoyable. I look to you as a good friend every night. And I am, Betty. I'm looking out for you. Michael O, concierge member. Now, Michael, very smart move. And I hope you like concierge membership. And I want all you concierge members to write me three or four lines this weekend, Columbus Day weekend, so I can read them or post them so we get other concierge members. Remember, you have direct access to me, huge discounts, Christmas coming up, Hanukkah coming up. That'll pay for your membership. But I'm glad you're enjoying concierge membership. Anyway, Michael says, if Elizabeth Warren does win the Democratic nomination, who would you guess she picks for her running mate? Raul Castro? Oh, wait, he's not an American citizen. I think she'd pick another woman. I think it'd be the women against the men. I think Elizabeth Warren would do that. I'll see you Tuesday.